One other question about practice. What about praying, Ken? Do you think that prayer is by necessity a horizontal activity and not a vertical activity? Or could there be vertical forms of prayer?
I think there are vertical forms, sure. And, well, most of the prayerful traditions are monotheistic or have a theistic dimension. Generally, prayer is oriented towards a person, and a higher person, but a person in a certain sense. And those traditions themselves make a difference between contemplative prayer and petitionary prayer. And petitionary prayer is, I want the new car, I want the job, I want the, you know, what was it, Janis Joplin, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? That's petitionary prayer big time. Nothing wrong with it, it's just petitionary prayer. It's, here's my ego, give me something. Contemplative prayer is, it can still be prayer, but it's much more the opening contemplative meditative types of prayer. Prayer of the heart, one of the most famous, but it's just an opening in that sense. And it still starts out, and it's okay to start out petitionary, which is often you go to, it could be Mary or Jesus or any of the figures that you're working with. It could be Avalokiteshvara, for that matter. And you're petitioning, please have mercy on me, a sinner, or please open my heart, or please let me have more love. But the way you hold it and the way you open yourself, it's a vast surrendering to this current of love and bliss and awareness that at first appears other, but is soon enough appears as your own self, your own deepest being, your own awareness and consciousness. And that's exactly what the really deepest parts of contemplative prayer do. And you can find in St. John of the Cross and St. Teresa and Hildegard and Eckhart, you can find a complete path right up those seven levels to ever-present, all-inclusive awareness. They're very, very profound paths. It's just there tended to be paths that didn't get quite the emphasis that they got in the East for various reasons. But they're certainly present in those traditions. And Father Thomas Keating and others are, of course, revitalizing, acting to revitalize the contemplative aspects of these of our Western traditions.
So it's possible that prayer could move you up two levels in a similar way as meditation?
Yes, I absolutely believe that. I believe what we're going to find is that the original research on that meditation moving two stages was done by Skip Alexander with people who are doing transcendental meditation. And transcendental meditation done correctly is a very powerful form of meditation, and for what it does, I recommend it. It has one advantage in that it's such a lineage practice, so to speak. There's a morphogenetic field around it, if you will, that's so well developed that when people take up that practice, it has almost immediate effects. Other practices are harder to get into. They're more sort of difficult. Zen is very difficult to do right. You have to practice it really for months or even years to really get into it. But TM, really within the first couple of sessions, you're really kind of getting the hang of it. And because of that, it's an ideal type of meditation for research, because there's a similarity in people that practice it. There's not that much variation, so you can actually learn something by looking at people who do it. And people who do it for a very long time get into some of these very profound states, including 24-hour-a-day, subtle, constant consciousness that we talked about. And they're the people that show this alpha-delta pattern when they sleep, suggestive of being awake through all great states. It's my belief, and I think Skip Alexander and the others who have looked at this would agree, that what is happening in that meditation, that the thing that's generic about it, that would be the same in any kind of meditation, including contemplative prayer, is just what we've been talking about. You strengthen the witness. You're looking at contents of the mind as an object, and therefore you are free of them. You are resting as the subject or the witness, and as that continues, that's what helps you move up the stages, because you're disidentifying with those as well, and therefore you're moving through them more quickly. In contemplative prayer, to the extent it does turn into contemplation, it moves out of its initial petitionary stance and becomes open and contemplative, the way Father Thomas teaches it, for example, is just that. You are in this open, receptive, detached state. And it's a state of witnessing, but, and to use the feminine side, it's a state of loving. In this sense, everything that arises is loved equally. And that's a different kind of practice. Mostly love means I love this, I don't like that. And also awareness usually means I'm aware of this, I'm not aware of that. So these higher states are, I have ever-present awareness that is aware of everything that's arising. It's simply that ever-present awareness. And that higher love is, I love everything that's arising. I have an equal touch and regard of everything that's arising. That's what happens with the higher reaches of contemplative prayer. And I think, although research hasn't been done on this, I absolutely convinced that they would show the same stage movement as the other types of meditation would.
Concludes Session 8 of Cosmic Consciousness with Ken Wilber. Our program continues with Session 9.